This episode is brought to you by STEM, bug killers and mosquito repellents rooted in nature, optimized by science.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is the Oprah Rose Show.
And we're still in New York City together.
Together. Forever and ever.
Hey, if y'all watching, what's up? Welcome, YouTube.
Again, y'all, we are in person paying for this motherfucking studio. So get on that YouTube again. And like, rate, subscribe,
please.
tell a friend, comment on anywhere you listen to your podcast.
Absolutely.
You know, the dolls life be lifin', and
capitalism is capitalizing.
Capitalism is capitalizing.
Yeah.
All the time.
Sure is.
So please tap in.
Absolutely.
Not the
I know.
It was like a
I know, listen, we've had a I feel like we've had a very quick 48 hours. I think last week we talked about, we did like Dee Dee's late night DJ set.
Oh my gosh, I work in nightlife now, which is interesting.
Which is crazy. Listen, life transitions.
So bizarre.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the next day y'all had no idea where we were. Shit, I didn't know where we was going either. And I'm just like, I don't know, y'all, we going to some concert. And, you know, the dolls have lived in New York for eons.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, we're going to get on the train. And everybody was like gasping. Like,
the train.
Oh, I was a new hoe.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
G was in the basement talking about, no, I'm going to get the Uber.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, like, the traffic is really bad right now. Because we should probably take. She's like, no. And Daryl's like, I mean, I haven't been on the train in like 2 years, 3 years. And I'm like, y'all, it's fine. We did not take the train.
I can tell you.
No,
February of 2020, or no, excuse me, March of 2020 was the last time I was on the train, honey, and I want to keep it that way.
Y'all
may she rest
right.
Well.
Y'all know
they,
I be.
They make it when you got the coin.
Right. Y'all know I be on that iron horse sometimes. Going into the city, I have to. In the mornings, like certain places, I definitely. I'm still getting lost. Y'all know I've been in a new area.
No, how I don't live here no more is still like, girl, you got to connect at West 4th and then get on the F.
I'm not used to the 2-3 still, and I don't take it.
And that was my train, but coming from uptown, the 2-3.
Yeah, would be fucking, I would be in Connecticut going uptown on the train. I'd be in Connecticut.
3 at 135th?
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. But again, we're back with a lovely guest.
Yes. We got
we're so
guest.
Excited. We ain't had guests in a while. He's giving back to that guest.
I'm
doing a fake nay nay. I don't know if I'm doing the nay nay or the little.
Y'all moving on. Smoke.
I was like, what is that?
We got a good guest this week.
Auntie.
This is my baby over here. I'm like, do
you
I
just
introduce?
Met
I just met you. And I'm in love.
I love it. I love
it.
I'm here for it all.
No, I'm introducing
you. Yeah, G got
because
it.
Because
this is my doll.
We fighting over you.
Y'all we are. This is my doll. I was her orientation guide when she came to Clark Atlanta University. That's how far we go back, okay?
The
AU.
That's right.
That's right. The Dom LA, okay? We gonna give you a nickname, unless you wanna give your real name.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Big Dom.
Not the little one.
Yeah,
right.
Dom.
Not the little
right.
one.
Exactly.
Okay.
I also love that the Chinese people always be like, have big in front of their name.
No. And it's so funny because my friend, who's like 6 foot something, his name is Luke. And I used to be like, yo, little Lukey. And he used to be like, Big Dom. And we're like, he's like 6'5" or something. And I'm 5'1". So it came from a tall person.
From that. Yeah.
I love that.
Every little person I know has always got like big in front. And it's like, yeah. You are 5'2". I mean, this is.
Because the personality is big.
Right, for sure.
And I think, you know, we met through what, Kelly, I think? We met in Atlanta. I was in like my first work trip to Atlanta. And I didn't know anybody. And I think Somebody connected us. I don't know if it was Stacy. Somebody connected us. Oh, because
you from Baltimore. Yeah. But I thought we met through her.
No, it was like through Bundy.
So it's so funny because there was a picture that came up, a memory picture from us. It was like a BET weekend and we was at a Duce party and the three of us had took a picture.
Oh, I remember that.
And it was
that.
Like, I don't but know, I 2016. But we knew that, each other.
So it was, no, I met you through, I think
it
I
had
literally,
to be Kelly, Stacy, yeah, Lucas, it was Stacy. That whole little thing.
It was Stacy, I think. And I was just like talking to her and I'm like, I'm in Atlanta. Like, I don't know anybody, you know? And I think she's like, my friend's almost there, y'all should connect. I'm like, all right, okay. Like, do you want to come to this event that I'm doing?
Okay, now you're starting to come back.
And I was just randomly like, hi, I'm Tierra. Do you want to meet? Like, cute. Hey, girl.
But you know, that is so not 2023, because if somebody called me right now, I'm going to be like, who is this?
No, right. Hell no.
What's your page?
I'm right, literally. Yeah. We're talking about probably pre-Instagram, maybe, or something. Yeah. Oh, this is when everybody Everybody was putting Valencia filters over their Instagram.
Yes. If it was Instagram,
and your food Instagram
on your main page.
Exactly. You were just putting...
Facebook was still a thing.
Yep. Yes. It was Facebook then. Was yeah. And then I forgot that. And then, yeah, I remember that picture, actually. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I remember
that event.
That was a fun night. Yeah. I'm going to have to, pull it up. Yes. But yeah, we'll,
it's giving old New
we'll
York.
We'll insert that.
Or but don't be calculating my damn age because I'm young.
Okay.
Right.
You see this time?
No one said a year, baby. No one said a year.
She said a year.
I did. I referenced a year.
Wrong year.
I'm dead. I'm dead. Well, Dom, we were like, I think initially, what was this? You were in Ghana, right?
Yes.
Last year. Have you been? How many times have you been, actually?
I've been to Ghana twice, two consecutive Decembers.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yes. Are you going again this year?
It's crazy because Passport Bay called
she
me.
She said, possibly.
He was like, are you coming to Ghana? I said, if you send me a flight, I'll be there.
It'll be there.
So we're going to manifest the Ghana trip. I wasn't planning on going personally, just because I'm like, I want to see something else. It's a fantastic time. Mm-hmm. But 3 years in a row is pushing it.
That's a lot. That's
Especially when you know what to expect. And my friends are my friends. So I'm open to like spending a couple of dollars to go somewhere else. However, sir,
if it was,
it was in my DMs asking me to come back. You know what to do.
I'm dead. And I'm actually going this year for Stacey's wedding.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So I was supposed to go.
Yeah, I'm like, that's crazy. Now it really is a full circle moment.
We'll all go together.
Exactly. Yeah. So no, I'm not supposed to. I'm going. I'm like,
okay,
I'm going.
You in the wedding.
I'm like, I'm in the wedding. I gotta go.
But to be fair, and I did tell Stacey I would go to her wedding. Her wedding is before like a lot of the
everything
Afrofuture festivities. So I would be down to go for her wedding and then go to another country in Africa because you're going to do Afrofuture. You're going to do so much partying. It is a fantastic festival. Shout out to Abdul and the team. But it's like party, 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 party.
I heard that. I can't
stop until the sun come up well in the day.
And it's something to do every day. And, you know, we are people of a certain age. Yeah, so I was tired. It's really hot. It's dry season. So your nose and throat is really scratchy. So I just want to prepare you guys for that. Like,
that's real.
Get a humidifier.
And she be losing her voice.
Part of me, you know, when I go
it's
out,
dirt,
late
it's like
at night,
dust.
Okay.
Part of me is thinking about coming back, doing the wedding, and coming back or visiting another country. And then, even, or I was going to start someplace else because I have like a free international flight. And I was like, and they only go to Cape Town. So I'm like, maybe if I start on
that, you should do that.
And then go there. And then I might leave. I don't know. I'm figuring it out.
So the thing about it that I've learned through my local Ghanaian people is like South Africa during New Year's is like a thing. I think it's Johannesburg. No. What's the other one? Johannesburg, Cape Town. It's another one. That's like a big city. What am I missing?
I don't think that's where Whitney went for her second wedding. They weren't in Ghana for that time.
No. Her man is South African.
Yeah, they were in. I can't remember where, but they were somewhere over there.
Wherever the city part is, because my geography. So please, y'all don't.
We
call
American.
Me.
It's okay.
Yeah,
they know.
I don't try to be nothing that I am not.
Yeah.
Very. See, I ain't say a thing.
Me either.
I was like, Cape Town, Jaybird.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. But whatever it is, there's like a thing. So local Ghanaian people. So the guy that I met while I was there, he ended up going to South Africa for a couple of days because, like, for New Year's Day, that's
Durban?
What they do. No, it's probably Johannesburg or whatever the big city is.
Yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't know. And so I will say this. If you're going that far, consider that it's going to be hot. Don't leave and go back to Europe because it'll be cold. Go to like another country in Africa. Go to Dubai. Go to somewhere because Dubai will be kind of mild. Go somewhere where you don't have to pack two wardrobes.
True, mm-hmm. true.
That's what I tell people to consider.
That's a good key.
That's good feedback.
Yeah,
that
is. That's a good one.
Travel key. Yeah. But I feel like during your travels, you had, it was like, what is it, Passport Princess? And yes. it was like, I was living. I was going through the stories. Like, oh, my God. Dang.
It was yes. still, but it was only, you were only privy to this message or this content if you were in the green circle, honey.
Yes. Okay. So
it was exclusive.
Adalda makes use of her green circle.
Right. Yes. And it was great those. Content of being a passport princess. And I remember, I don't remember who it was, but me and G were talking. I'm like, we got to have Dom on the show because I'm standing this damn content. Yes. I'm like, all right. So we don't really know what a passport bro is. No. I'm still actually not all the way.
Well, a passport princess is not a passport, bro. I
yeah, it's like a passport bro. Like they're buying pussy, correct? Is that
or they're going to other countries for people to take care of them?
Yes,
that's what a passport
yes.
bro.
Yes, they're going to like the Philippines or like mm-hmm. all these countries where you know. I mean, black men are how they are like the prize over there or whatever. I mean, they're the prize here too. So let me not do that.
Are they?
But yes, keep it careful. Now I can't let you talk about my booze like that.
I am a prize.
Okay. Like, come on now.
As a black man.
You wanted a girl.
Well, Lori Harvey's like, yes.
You are the prize. Right, you are the prize.
So they're you going, though, with a different intention of like, you know, meeting women, letting yeah. women court them, letting women cater to them.
It's more predatory, I feel like.
Yes.
Is it? If you yeah. had somebody, I mean, I don't know. It seems like more of a passive role to me that I'm like, is it? Because if I was a nigga, I'd be like, this bitch want to take care of me.
I mean, say less.
I mean, listen, if anyone would like to take care of me.
Anyone.
My phone number is.
Take me off the market. Take me off the map.
Right now, like, period.
I'm trying to hit the group chat. Tell them it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Like, so what is a passport princess?
So a passport princess to me, and I just came up with that because I was like princess treatment, is just someone who is abroad dating and having a good time mm-hmm. and really just letting people be nice to you with zero expectation. Yeah. I do okay, want right. to emphasize,
right.
I don't leave these countries thinking this is my husband. Now, if it happens, cool.
Right.
But I have this thing, passport princess, vacation boyfriend. So vacation boyfriends are the domestic version of the international dating stories.
Okay. Okay.
Because living in California as a black woman who is established and like all the things, the black guys out there, they don't be wanting to date me. They want.
And you're from.
Yeah. I'm from LA.
You're real
because
LA.
I almost feel like we have to preface that
yeah.
because I think a lot, I got into it with somebody from LA about this, right? And she's like, well, y'all just be in the same circles and everybody. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't let me stop speaking in absolutes, but a lot of black women I know are like, the black men don't feel like, it doesn't seem like the black men want black women, and then you have to import, or you have to come yeah, with your partner. Yeah. Everybody yeah. I know in a relationship in LA that is black love, no Tina, Tina Knowles and Richard Lawson, everybody I know that's black love
yeah.
came with their partner.
Yeah. yeah. And it's a really difficult city to like foster and nurture a relationship in. I think everybody there is using it like I'm trying to hustle or get in my bag. Mm-hmm. I also think like the local men in LA, like the black guys, they want to be taken care of. Y'all have seen Baby Boy. Y'all have heard all the songs about bitches ain't shit, but hoes. Yeah. Like there's a culture of like women taking care of their men or them living with their mom and stuff like that.
That's so funny because my line sister, another Dominique, she is from,
The Bay.
Yeah, she's from the Bay and said that exact same thing, that the baby boy thing is a real thing and she hates men from California.
And see, again, I love hearing it from someone who is from there because I think that's very different. Oh,
wow. It was written or produced by, what's her name, Singleton, rest in peace.
Yeah.
And he's from, from California, in LA specific, so you know that's a real story.
Wow.
You know?
And which is, look, and I think it's a real story everywhere. There's always going to be, you know, we have talked so many times on the show about like women coddling men, how I said, I'm not gentle parent. If I have a boy, you're not being gentle parented because I'm going to punch you in your throat and I'm going to still listen and be like, yes, baby, you can cry. Now, what was wrong?
But when you fuck up, when you
got to do both.
But I got to do both. Like I feel like I got to do both because these men, I feel like are just, men don't want a man, like, at all.
That's not all men, though. So I will say there's an older generation. Like, my mom had me a little bit younger, and I, like, actually meet guys who are, like, my parents' age. I'm like, sir, you know you're old enough to be my dad. That generation of men who came out of, like, the 80s and early 90s actually do have black wives. They like girls that wear real hair.
Yeah.
They live locally. it is the generation that came after them that is like a little bit.
I wonder what the disconnect was.
Social media,
the internet, and then the Kim Kardashian thing came up. Yeah. Yeah. So then they wanted this like European body type. Yeah. And the Latinas can easily assimilate to that. Right. So they get the pass because they still have the straight hair.
Yeah.
They still have the curvy body. Right. They have the fair skin. So I will say that Passport Princess and Vacation Boyfriend started because every time I get on an airplane and my big toe hits the tarmac, I meet guys in any city outside of LA, from Atlanta, Chicago, Miami, top tier. Like, I always meet guys.
Miami!
I'm out here in Miami!
I've gone on so many dates. In Miami.
I believe
like,
it.
Guys that I meet and they're like, yo, I'm going to take you on a date.
Do you find that they're from Miami or just visiting?
They're visiting. So okay. I met Chicago guys from Miami. First day, I stayed at the Mondrian, cutesy little hotel, mixy. He actually met my friend downstairs at the bar, but like just like drinking, she was like, oh my God, you should meet my friend. So they FaceTime me. I'm like looking crazy, getting ready. I'm like, girl, what are you calling me? Go downstairs, we meet. Kick it the whole weekend. We go on a dinner date, go to live. Like, we're still cool. He still be like, why you don't want to talk to me? Because you lied about having a girlfriend. But that's okay.
You still in my phone.
We still had a great time. And you're still in my phone today. Like, I can call him right now. We have since kicked it several times. The last situationship I was in, he was actually from New York. He's Jamaican. Met him in Miami. We dated for a year.
The New York Jamaicans, child.
Oh, child. Ugh. And then the other guy that I met that I, like, spent my whole 20s falling in love with, we didn't meet in Miami. We actually met in Atlanta through my college roommate. But Miami was, like, the place that brought us
you would
like,
meet up
together.
Like, yeah. There is something I agree. I think, like, I don't get hollered at in L.A., like, at all. Like you said, you go to any other city. You could... I was with men last week in Miami, and they were like, how do you have 3 boyfriends? And I was like, well, y'all left me. Everybody left me, first of all. And so I think these men were like, you came here with 5 men.
Right.
They left you. And I'm just sitting there like, they literally gave me a stack of ones. And I was like, ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Like,
what are we? Niggas.
Literally, he's like, well, you don't drink this? Okay, we going to the bar, we getting this. I started getting them drinks. I was like, well, they... 3 tequila sodas then, please. Yeah. Y'all got bottles of shit we don't drink.
Why not?
And we had a great time and then left. That would never happen in Los Angeles. Ever.
It's not the culture. If you're going there to date, don't. Go there to like establish yourself in your career. If you're in entertainment, you're an influencer, you're marketing, and then leave.
But is it that though? Like, is it everyone moves there because they want to be somebody else, in my mind at least?
Yeah, and I think...
Obviously you're from there, but I think a lot of times people move there because they want more.
I think being from LA, I have a different purview because I encounter those people, but I don't really interact a lot. My circle is really of people that I grew up with or that are from LA or whatever, but then I also have amazing friends who are transplants, and I will say the reason why it's so hard to date in LA is there's just a lot of options. If you want me to be honest, there's a lot of beautiful... women, a lot of beautiful women of all shapes and sizes. So whatever you're looking for is there. And I think that people are just easily blinded by lights. And like, you're like, oh, I can have this one, I can have that one. And they're going to sleep with you even if you got a girlfriend or a wife. And like, they trying to come up. So I just think it's the culture. But I'm not mad at it. I feel like LA has a lot to offer, just not in dating.
Yeah, I like LA, but I'm also one of them people T mentioned and was there for a relationship. I was single 365 days in LA and I didn't go on one date.
See?
Granted, like, it was the pandemic, but I didn't go on one single date.
It's, and even as we're talking about these LA men, I want to be clear. We do not mean every. No, there are definitely men in LA that do love black women that might be transplant. Like the
they gonna listen and be like, they on there saying the LA men don't date.
Yeah, exactly. No. I want to be very clear that this is not an absolute. But from my opinion, what I have seen, I was in New Orleans and the women that were from LA. It was our first conversation. It's like, how did we it's just like, oh, where are you from? And they're like, LA. And then, you know, because it's New Orleans, there's so many men around.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And one woman was like, it's some niggas out here. And they're older, right? And she worked at like Netflix. She's like, girl, I'm out here for work and there's some niggas. I live in LA. I gotta, like, she was literally just.
Oh, I'm outside. Whenever I'm outside. Your boyfriend,
she couldn't, I'm outside. She couldn't even keep her eyes because it was like, and it was.
New Orleans was a great place to have a vacation boyfriend. I had one for 2 weeks when I was there, when I worked at Essence.
And it was a good experience.
Awesome. Yes.
It's a great experience, but it's just, I will say that, at least, like I said, from my opinion and like friends, I have not, again, had that experience in LA. Not absolute, but just saying, the girls do not be dating in LA.
Yeah, we're past LA, so anyways, bye. Yeah.
We are. So now you are thinking about moving to New York.
Yeah, so I actually was going to move here in April, found an apartment, got it approved, and then like just some career changes were happening. So it just wasn't a good time, like from a responsible financial perspective, mm-hmm. just because big girl got big girl bills and nothing about mm-hmm. me is cheap. So I was like, oh.
not the little one.
Okay.
The bills is big.
The bills is everything. Big.
Ain't nothing about
everything
me cheap.
Is big. So, you know, you got to be strategic. Like, yeah. I don't really like to make hasty decisions that I haven't thought through. But yeah, New York, New Jersey is calling my name. Okay. I'm here for the summer. I just, you know, I felt like God was telling me to move. I did a fast a couple of weeks ago and I heard him say loud and clear, like, it's time to just move somewhere or just move physically, like, do something. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to rent an apartment. And since I've been here, I've had a fantastic time. I've met some great people. And I got to really invest in myself, just, like, taking meetings, doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm excited. And we tried to do this in May when I was in Jamaica and I met another vacation boyfriend.
Wow. I'm dead. See, look, but God's timing.
Okay. Right.
Because I want to get back to this fast. I love that you said that. How long was it? Because I've been trying to do the Daniels fast, but I'm like, ooh, 21
days.
That's
aggressive.
Yeah, well,
it started off, let me tell you, it was only going to be for 7 days. And mm-hmm. I was like, I just need to lock in, get some work done. I was like, I need to hear God. So for 7 days, I started on Juneteenth. And I purposely started on Juneteenth going into BET weekend because I knew I would be tested.
You really wanted a challenge.
Ooh, well, yeah. I just knew.
I'm like, wow.
And I was learning. I'm learning a little bit about Islam. I am Christian, but like, I just like to study things. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I like about Islam is that it is a constant. So the world around you is always going to change. But basically, you got to stay solid.
Like, right.
So for me, I was like, this is where I really get to implement the discipline. Like, you can still be out and be social. I was drinking club soda with a lime and people thought I had a tequila soda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm already turned. If the music good, it's up.
I'm up. Yeah.
This was me last night. Yeah. Huh? Literally me last night.
Yeah. So,
club soda, please.
You know, people don't really, like, I was like, oh, I'll take a little mocktail. But I did no sugar, no meat. No dairy, no social media.
Lovely.
What else did I do? I don't really watch TV, so that I haven't turned the TV on. I can't even tell you the last time. So that wasn't a problem. My friend didn't know TV. And then I found myself like reading books, mm-hmm. hearing myself, creating space to like think and like hear and process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I wasn't downloading so much information that wasn't even my damn business.
Right.
And that's the root of fasting. Mm-hmm. Like my mom will always say, like, if you have a cup that's full, how do you make space for more? Like, God is, you can't ask God to give you more if you don't make space for it. Mm-hmm. So fasting is like releasing all of the things that's occupying your time, downloading a lot of that information so that you can hear yourself and hear God speak through you.
Yeah. That's... And it was a investment in myself. So like, I started working out more because I had time. I mean, you have time, but we always say we don't have time. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You have time. So I was like, okay, I put myself on a schedule. So I wasn't really missing anything. The food stuff only becomes challenging if you don't have things to eat. So like,
yeah, you got to prepare.
Yeah, if I wanted something sweet, eat some strawberries, eat some fruit, eat some watermelon. Like there's a million things that are amazing for you that are sweet and can hit that craving.
Yeah.
Where I got in, not in trouble, but where I felt like I was like, ooh, I like chips or crackers or things that crunch. So I was like, okay, cool. Now you eating trail mix and nuts because you got to get your crunch in or like vegetables and hummus. So it really, really, really was a good jump start to just a better lifestyle and actually being able to hear God. Did it for 7 days. 7 days turned into 21 days.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah. So
that refrigerator was stacked.
and I was going to the farmer's market and I met Abu at the farmer's market.
Right.
I tell you, y'all, listen to
God. Look at God.
Right.
I
you love told that. Me to fast and look.
Like, right. Yes. Look at God.
I was going to the farmer's market to get like fresh fruit. I was having yellow watermelon. Right. stumbled upon a little, you know, all the guys that like me be like 26, 27. I guess I give young and
yeah,
that's
and
fine. Do.
And it's all, and it's also just, I feel like all the men, all the, somebody was like, all the fine men are married or gay. And I was like, I mean, it's kind of given that. Like, it's, and they, they're all
share
so
with
young.
Us, Dee Dee. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you know. Y'all can take me out on dates.
Girl, bye.
Like, you're like going through that first wave of divorce. So, you know, maybe it, you I know, was, opportunity to get a, you know, said a, this. An unclaimed, or a newly claimed, unclaimed
demand. I actually
demand.
Like people I just said who get out of relationships and then want to date.
Yeah, I yeah. just
I'm,
said
I'm
this.
Open to that.
Yeah.
The other.
They're probably the most fun people, I would imagine.
My preference.
But
they
I
have different perspectives.
Fun, but I think if you are someone that is healed and out of a relationship and you've done the work, you know what you like and don't like or what you're going to tolerate and not tolerate. Yeah. I don't mind it either. I think like a divorcee is probably, a divorcee that is healed, no ready to love, like that nigga that had four kids and
oh,
been divorced
yeah,
for six
no.
months. But like somebody that has done the work a little bit, yeah. they're. I feel like they're probably great. Actually, yeah. I've never met them, but I feel like
I know a lot of guys and girls, but guys specifically who are like out of long-term relationships or have been divorced, and I feel like they, if they decide they want to do it again, they like go all in, and they're yeah. like, you know what, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. And one thing about me, just holistically, friend, foe, whomever, I don't like people that don't know what they like and don't like. Like, yeah. you need to have a point no. of view. If yep. you do not have a point of view, I am not for you.
No, it's and you can no. be shaped into right. anything. And yeah. I'm like, you need to be able to stand 10 toes down
on whatever,
whatever
that
is.
Whatever. Right. Yeah. And I think, and I have such a like, energy. I will steamroll over you. And I low-key don't respect it. Like, mm-hmm. you not having a point of view, I'm going to talk to you crazy. Yeah. I could definitely never be with a man like that. That's, yeah. no. I'm like, you pussy? Like, now I'm going to start calling you out your name. Like,
that was mean.
She trying to fight. These
like, yeah, I'm literally
basically.
Like, what? Like, I'm way too rah-rah for a man to kind of just be like, and like you said, even friendships, I couldn't do that. I couldn't even, like, you know,
stand
there are certain
on what
friends.
You stand on. Like, right. yeah. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. Right. Even if I'm wrong, like, I stand on what I stand yeah. on. Like, one thing about me, I don't sugarcoat nothing. I don't hide from it. I have had conversations with friends. I'd be like, well, who are you talking to? Because I don't do
Ooh,
assumptions.
Yeah.
And Ooh, it's not personal.
Let's just
know.
I'm just direct.
I don't
That's
have
my
time for that.
Style.
Like, yeah. I'm yes. in a place in my life, like, are we going to be friends or are we not?
Yeah, what are we doing?
What are we doing? Right. But
Do you think, do men find that aggressive or is it just direct?
I think the ones that don't have, like, a point of view find it absolutely aggressive.
Which
I
is
would
why
say,
I
like,
said that. You gotta have
the New York yeah. Jamaican, sorry if you see this boo, because I had to tell you to your face, so I'm sitting with you. he was one of the ones that I felt like was like, he said to me, he was like, you think you're such a boss, baby.
I am
the shit.
Me and we did the same thing.
You think you're such a boss.
Right. Yeah, I said,
You're talking to a boss.
And here's the thing. I have never really dealt with a guy that didn't pipe me up. So right. that's how I know. That this is not what
you
is,
might be threatening. Yeah.
Why are you trying to make me feel
says.
Small weird. So yeah. that you could feel big?
Yes.
Right.
No.
And let me just let you know something. I had to read your rights. Like, when yeah. I say
right
top
now.
To bottom, A to Z, no further questions, Your Honor.
So Period. Now what's up?
Ooh. Yeah. So anyways, it. And then he said something. I was like, you know what? I don't ever have to call your number again. Like, ever. I thought we were at a place where we could be friends. He was like, no. No, I'll be back on the 14th. I'm going to hit you when I get back
I'm
to New York.
Dead.
Change your whole tone, baby.
Yeah.
Switch
no,
it up
that's
real quick.
Tough. Ooh.
So, but then the guy that I actually met in Virginia like 2 weeks ago, and I actually like him. I told him I like
what
him.
What was
too.
You doing in Virginia?
I went to D.C. for Broccoli City.
Okay, makes sense.
One of my high school friends.
Mind you, hold on, y'all. I got to stop you.
Okay.
You look so cute. So literally, I'm there, and it was like 1,000 degrees that day, I think.
Okay.
So everybody's just like sweltering. I'm like, that girl looks so cute. And then I was like, duh. Like, I literally was like, shoot. I was like, oh my gosh, she looks so cute. Like,
thank you.
And then I was like, hey, girl. Like, hi. What are you doing?
Makeup running, looking
no.
hot and sweaty. And
it was
sticky,
literally,
it was
1,000 degrees. You look very cute
thank
for
you.
It to be 1,000 degrees out that bitch.
But it's still pressing.
That, listen, that was me looking like James Brown Woo! 2 days ago.
Yes.
Like,
and didn't it rain, child? Ooh, child, it was giving ghetto.
It did. I don't even.
Broccoli
I
Fest think, summons the rain.
Yeah.
I think Broccoli Fest, I've
it's
seen
literally like an Indian rain, or we can't say a Native American rain dance.
Yeah, it's.
Every
and
time
I've heard it. Like a lot of my friends in the industry, y'all music, they are like, it's cursed. There's
it is.
Always,
it is. I've
yeah.
never
Every
been.
Year.
I have probably, that's probably like my fifth Broccoli Fest. And yeah, it's rained every year, which is why most people literally, people were telling them they have to take it back to May. The whole point of bringing it to June or whatever is so
that's
it didn't
what I
rain.
Thought right. That it was for the rain.
And like it's still rain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's still bad. No.
Well, it's been a rainy damn summer. It rained last night. And the night before.
Well, they said we're past global warming. I think they're calling it something. It was
global,
global boiling.
Yeah,
global boiling. Which we just talked about it last episode. Like, yeah. It's so hot.
It's
like,
hot.
It's so, okay, so you were in Virginia.
I was in Virginia. I met a guy because I went to see my friend. And it's so crazy. God makes no mistakes. I was supposed to come here to, like, check into my apartment or whatever. And they wouldn't let me put my bags on the plane because, you know, the little 45-minute rule. I'm like, first of all, there's nobody in fucking Virginia. Put these bags on the plane.
That part.
And so, whatever. I go back to my friend's house. We, like, she has a toddler. She's a stay-at-home mom. She's like, I need a drink. So, we go to a cigar bar. They have hookah. I smoke a little hookah.
Wow.
She's smoking cigar. And, like, right when it's almost over, these guys come up to us and just, like, start making conversation. I'm still not tripping, whatever. He's like, well, let's go somewhere else and get another drink. I'm like, I'm in Virginia. I want to see something else. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
We end up going to get a drink, having a great time, exchanging numbers.
Hi, it's summertime, so you know what that means. All those pesky little bugs are flying around, and we have just the solution to help. I recently discovered a product, Stem Bug Killers and Mosquito Repellents, rooted in nature, optimized by science. So Stem formulas are powered by plant-based active ingredients, scientifically engineered into effective bug-fighting formulas so you can fight bugs safely and effectively when used as directed. Stem products are available online through Amazon and in stores at big box retail stores such as Walmart, Target, and even Dollar General or Walgreens. Make sure you visit stemforbugs.com to learn more.
He calls me while I'm here. The first time he calls me, this is how you know he a grown-ass man. He plans a date for us to go to D.C.
I love it.
2 weeks. So now every time we talk, he's like, well, we get to D.C.
In 2 weeks.
And he has a plan. Yeah. Mm. Well, in 2 weeks. So when I'm supposed to check out on the 18th of my in August. So that weekend, I'm going to go meet him in D.C. for our first date.
Wow. Okay.
That he plans. This. And he was like, looking up hotels. He was like, is this okay for you? Because he know I'm bougie. He's like,
period. Yeah. You better know me.
He was cute. He had a little suit on, drive a little Range, buying a house. I was like,
okay.
Yes.
Marry me now.
Right. I love it.
I feel like that's the biggest thing is like dating is very hard where like no one knows where to go to like meet men. Right. What do you think is like the place to meet men?
Out of town.
Talking with my rounds.
She said when my foot touched the tarmac.
No, my toe.
Touches the tarmac, the ramp, the something. It is like the Wi-Fi goes on or something.
That is
like
Dom really
is here. Radar.
Okay, so cigar bars.
And it's crazy because my friend in Virginia, she's from LA. She met her husband in LA at a bar, but he's from Virginia. Mm. She has since moved to Virginia. They have been gotten married. I was in their wedding. They have their first kid. They just built a house. They're moving into their house. So when I go back, they'll be in their new house.
Beautiful.
And it's like a perfect story. And so I say all that to say that she was like, let's just go to the cigar bar. But I think you need to go to markets, first of all, that are undervalued. So the DMV area is a good one.
Houston, and that one, okay. The girls in D.C. say there's no men.
Well, the girls in D.C. probably don't date outside of D.C.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Virginia, so you're like, yeah. Maryland. Like, you got to just be. One, I'm going to say this, too. I changed how I approach dating and just being open to everyone within reason.
Yeah.
Like, if you approach me and you have a good conversation, you look clean. Excuse me, the champagne has got me a little.
Me too.
It's giving me like burp.
Do you see
nasty.
Me keep going like this?
Yeah. It's the bubbles.
I am a lady.
Every time I just be like, every time y'all see me go like this.
And I just keep sipping it, child.
Hey, no, and I keep, I'm literally, so I'm like, so, okay.
So I'll say this too. My energy has changed. So I feel like I've been attracting. But I will say, I feel like when I'm out of town, I'm like my most happiest and I'm smiling and
she's
I'm cute
with
and I'm like, you know, got my little vibe and like I think I attract. But since I've been in my workout bag, I've been meeting a lot of guys at the gym because they always want to help you work out. Mm-hmm. The problem with the gym niggas though, is gym men, is that they are.
gym niggas.
They be having girlfriends at home.
They do.
But then there's a few who don't. So you still got to keep your options open.
So is it a specific gym? Is it like Equinox, Caliber?
No, I go to the black gym in LA because I like to be around my people.
Okay.
And it's no shade, but that some of the guys that I like will be at Equinox, but I need more.
Yeah. Right.
And I think one of the things that I talked about on Close Friends when I started telling the Passport Princess stories is that as Black women, we got to give ourselves more options.
I agree.
You know, like,
1,000%. Yeah.
We get into like, oh, I met this guy. He got all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, he's the one. Men, what I have observed, they make you earn their trust. Mm. Like, you don't get to know the real guy until like 6, 9, 12 months. And then you be like,
yeah.
Where did that come from?
Because now representative.
He's showing his real self.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But us, we are just naturally inclined to be like, yo, I like him. I'm going to focus on him. Even if you don't say that, you start fantasizing
Date, I cannot stress this enough. You must date. We got to stop. Like you said this, and I did not mean to cut you off, but no, I hate when I hear that. It's like, oh, I'm talking to somebody. I'm not talking to nobody else. Is that your nigga?
Oh, hell no.
Like, date
that's
until...
What dating
I ain't never
is.
Been her.
Yeah, until, yeah. until we have agreed.
I'm dating other
yeah.
people.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. That's what
Absolutely.
Dating is.
That's what right. dating is. Until we have established that we are exclusive. This is right. why I do think titles and boundaries are very, very important. Because we have both said, these are our boundaries. This is how we are moving forward. Yeah. Until then, I'm dating everybody yeah. until right. then.
And I feel like women be so focused on trying to be chosen that yeah. they eliminate all of the other like possibilities
right.
of, it, yeah. of well, men because it's like, well, I want to be chosen by him and it might be a turn off if he sees that I'm dating other people, but I completely
like,
disagree.
You don't like
that.
A little competition.
Right. They love the competition.
Love it.
But I also super, super emphasize too, I think people are worried about perception. If I'm dating a lot of people,
yeah,
I'm
too.
A hoe.
Right. Yep. Yeah,
no. I reiterate to them on Close Friends,
hoes get chose, honey.
But I don't be having sex with them. Like
no, but
all
real
the guys
hoes be getting chose. Right,
hoes
right.
be
no,
getting chose.
Literally,
yeah.
The real hoes,
hoes
be chose.
Winning. Right. Right. I don't be having sex when I go on these guys. So I was posting all these things, and my homeboy was like, "I don't think I'm supposed to be in here." I said, "Well, I don't. If you pay attention, I'm only going on dates.
Yeah,
I'm not sleeping
I'm not,
with these
yeah.
guys.
Right.
I got." I can't even tell you the last time I caught a new body. It's been a couple of years. I got some in rotation, but it ain't right. a new one. You know what I mean?
You got your start in Lana.
Wait, Don, what is your sign?
I'm a Taurus, May 6th.
Okay.
But I'm serious. Like, yeah. I haven't caught a new body in like 2, maybe 3 years. Like, mm-hmm. it's been a while. Mm-hmm. So I will say,
who
like,
better than me, child? I'll be out here.
Yeah, no, because one of the
especially
things,
the overseas dick. I used to love an overseas little
girl.
Fan.
No, but see, I don't know you. How much dick are you giving out?
It doesn't matter.
That's very Taurus of you. Honey.
How much dick are you
y'all
giving
like,
out?
Y'all really
that
like familial things.
Of her.
And I feel like screaming. If I had sex with everybody who wanted to have sex with me, you wouldn't even want this box. Because yeah. a nigga will have sex with you before they feed you. A man
that's
will sleep
very
with you
sure.
before they take you to dinner. They will invite you to their crib, mm-hmm. Netflix and chill you, pour you a cocktail, and before yeah. you know it, they humping.
Yeah.
Like, but ask him to take you to Carbone or to McDonald's.
Right.
And it's like, oh, you hungry? Like, yes,
yes
nigga, I'm hungry.
I'm always hungry. So,
to be clear, my niggas was feeding me at the very least.
I mean, the African guy did have his chef cook for me because I was hungry. And he still haven't gotten it. And so
I love
period.
This. I feel like that was in the stories.
Yeah.
The oh my God. I'm
so
dead.
When you're dating like as a woman, mm-hmm. are you like telling niggas like I'm also dating other niggas?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Virginia, we talked about the other day because we're going to DC. Right. We are going to sleep in the same room. And I told him, I was like, I'm not into casual sex. So
right.
if we decide that we're going to be exclusive or in a situation,
you already know
bust it down,
up.
Maybe.
Yeah. I love this that.
Like, but if that, we're going on a date and we are both grown, so we yes. can
right.
sleep in the bed. We yeah. can even rub on some ass, suck a little yeah. titty or something. But
that's right. it.
You ain't. That's,
I love it. I love the transparency.
Nothing.
I love setting the boundary before.
And I'm dating
so
everybody.
So you can make
right.
a decision
yeah.
on if you still want to take me out in 2 weeks.
And if you don't,
that's
I'm gonna
okay
go to
too.
The Bahamas.
Right, that's
right.
fine.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Cool.
You freed up right. my weekend, and I will be going
that,
to the Bahamas.
That is fine. I do wish younger me would have done that. You know, like 20-something would have been like that, just very transparent about
yeah.
stuff. Because mm-hmm. not that, and I was never the like, oh, we're dating, so I'm gonna cut off other niggas. But I think just being like very clear
that they know
and
that you're not the only one.
Yeah, then just
yeah.
being like clear
yeah.
in front of my boundaries. Like,
right.
this is what I want. This is what I don't want. Kind of how I also think we need to condition these niggas a little bit more so when you
agreed.
Do get to be, you know, whatever age, 30 plus, I think it changes in different cities, whether it be 30 plus, 35 plus. So then when you are dating, then when men hear these stipulations, it's not new to you.
Right.
Because that we've been going through this since we was 20 something.
Right. And they're
well,
doing what we allow.
Them. It's not new to them. They date like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's us.
Yeah.
It's new to
yep.
us. To be clear,
yep.
a man will have a serious rotation, and you might know, you might not know.
Yep.
And if Becky is doing something better, or he like her, you getting clipped. Or he ain't like this, you getting clipped. And he not worried about it. He's still going to look at your Instagram. He's still going to like your picture.
Still like picture.
He's still going to text you. Yep. You still clipped.
Right.
So, like...
You don't even know.
Yeah,
you don't
even know. Like if we adopted the same behaviors that they adopted, I still think we women and you need to protect your body. I'm never going to advocate for people to be promiscuous. Do what you will, but like I just don't advocate for that. But I definitely advocate for letting these niggas know it's about 5 or 10 of y'all and who want the spot.
Who? Yeah.
Yep.
Because I only got Wednesday at 6:30 available, and if you don't text me back in 30 seconds, I love somebody else going to get it. Brian has Wednesday at 6:30.
Okay.
Well, I love that.
Listen, the calendar is booked.
I'm actually not available until I get back.
I love it. Hmm. I even love it. I think more than anything, also, I think the only things that we can control is how we present, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, like, y'all know my situation is complicated, but, you know, when I was, like, dating, it's like... The energy, I never had a type. Like, everybody knew I did not have a type. I was always attracted to energy. So it's like, if we have a really great conversation, do you make me laugh? Like, mm-hmm. how, if you made me laugh, that was my type. Like, someone that can make me laugh. Ooh, it was girl. Like, in there, like, you in there. Yeah. Like, how are we in that space? But, like, I never had a, like, you had to be 6 foot tall and light skinned. No. Like, I think we do that,
we limit
ourselves so much. Yeah. And then you might settle for something that you actually don't even want because of whatever it is.
What
like,
aesthetic you thought you wanted.
Yeah, it's like, obviously everybody wants somebody that like makes good money, right? Yeah. Like, no, I'm not like, I don't want to talk to a broke boy. Like, I got things. Like you said, I got grown people bills, okay?
Big bills.
So, of course, some of these things should just be a given, but I want to like, we got to get out of some of this, you know, he got to do this and that. I was out with some of my friends the other day and I was like, y'all some niggas in here. Y'all need to look alive. Like, I'm looking like, I said, y'all need to look sitting here.
These niggas up, I was in my phone she ain't talking about me.
No, I was looking like, y'all need to look alive. It's some niggas in here. Y'all, stop talking to me. Do a lap. Run to the bathroom. Bump it to a nigga. Do something.
I spent a lot of my 20s dating for aesthetics or comfort because just trauma and like, ooh, I don't really like to let people in. And then after I dated this last New York Jamaican, my whole list changed. When I say everything, because he was like, fine, got the little car, got the little apartment, like he gonna put the drip on, like we outside, we look good. Thumbs down when it's time to go home.
Like it was giving two thumbs.
It was giving two thumbs down. And I hate to say this because he probably gonna hear this, but I really do like him as a person. So if you hear this, it's not that you're a bad person, it's just not a good person for me.
Yeah. And that's fair. That's okay.
Yeah. And somebody else. Also, you probably have some work to do on yourself.
Facts. And when I looked at what I used to date for, he got a little money, he got the little aesthetic, he got this. All the things that I realized I wanted from him, I was like, scratch all that other shit. Where is this list of stuff that I was missing? Yeah. So my whole list of like how I approach dating has changed. I will date a guy who doesn't have kids, but at this big age, I actually prefer to date a guy that has kids because how you parent tells me a lot about how you live your life holistically.
Yeah.
What you prioritize.
Yeah.
How you implement discipline. How you like just manage your time.
Yeah.
How your emotional availability. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many things.
How
that
do you
I'm
express
like,
love?
Yeah. How do you express love? So I actually prefer to date guys who have kids and I'm like, okay, I would have never said that 2 years ago.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, you always hear the opposite.
Yeah, you do.
Oh
it's always like, I don't want to marry you.
I like guys who have kids.
I've never heard that. Yeah,
But I see why, though.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. And I don't want to have a lot of kids. So I don't have siblings. So I want to have maybe two max. I'm okay with one. But if he already has kids, we still have a big family.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
So and that kind of eliminates pressure off of you.
My womb.
For sure. Yeah.
My gut and my body and the fat ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Anyway, so I feel like we've had a nice little icebreaker, but we're going to do some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Or this or that. So rabbit or a rose?
Are we talking sex toys?
Yes.
We're not a rose from the ground. A rabbit. I'm not a damn. I don't even know the rabbit.
The rabbit is that the one inside. That go like boom, boom?
Oh, no, yeah, like boom.
It goes inside,
rabbit.
But then it has like the little rabbit for the clit, for the clit action.
I'm going to go with a rose. I do not like foreign objects in my body.
Same.
So it needs to be something with blood flowing through it, a finger or a penis.
Just she says some with blood with a vein.
It's warm. It's like, I need you to feel me, feel it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Fair.
Nothing cold and plastic.
New York or LA?
Ooh. Okay, so this season of my life, I'm going to say New York.
Okay. Missionary or reverse cowgirl?
Baby, I got this ass, baby.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I used to have this thing on Twitter because I always been talking reckless. It was called the wave. You know, if a nigga hitting it right, the ass gonna wave.
Yeah,
right.
It is.
And
I
mean,
I like that.
And
I mean, I like that.
Oh, that's just me.
Yeah. That's not the ocean, honey. But you know, when the little balls hit the little, you're like,
yes.
Oh my God, I'm screaming.
A sound.
I take too much.
A sound.
No, no, look at me. Look that at is a sound.
Just yeah. Yeah. Does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and I gained some weight. That motherfucker's a tsunami.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
And when I get tired too, I'd be like, ooh, come on, because I could just take him out real quick.
Yeah. They can't last with that ass.
Now that's your finisher move.
Oh my God. Start and finisher. Finish him.
Yes. Okay. Maya, Best of Me, part one or part two?
Part two is with Jay-Z?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to go with Jay-Z.
Okay. Nails or lashes?
Ooh.
I know, it's tough.
Well, I'm going to go with nails because I can't do my own nails, but I can put a lash strip on.
Period.
Honey. Face will be beat from the 99-cent store.
Okay.
Broke or not.
Instagram or TikTok?
Mm. Well, ooh, I personally at this stage of my life actually thoroughly enjoy TikTok, but I'm most engaged on Instagram. I just think it's my age. Okay. But I like TikTok a lot.
Right. You say you use it as a Google search engine.
And I just like it for, like, when I go to bed at night, most people watch TV. I'll just get my little laughs off on TikTok because you can so many ways.
Yeah. I had to stop. I was looking at TikTok like a TV show.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it is entertainment.
I was on it for, like, an hour. I was like, what the fuck?
But Instagram helps me stay connected. But I'll be honest with you, I could do without it.
I'm not, like, that attached.
Yeah, wait, like, actually, if they didn't have it, I think I'd be okay.
I would definitely be okay. Yeah. And I have one more to add. Fronto leaf or backwoods?
Come on now.
Oh, I'm gonna go with leaf. I smoke a backwood, but it kind of is a little harsh for me. I like papers.
An LA girl.
Right.
Yeah, I just a classy girl.
Okay.
We converted our last guest.
We did. To backwoods?
To backwoods.
Yeah,
we did. Are you about to convert me?
Yes, we are.
We are about to convert you. Do want to say that marijuana is legal in California and in New York, so we're not breaking any rules.
We are converting the girls one puff at a time. There are just...
Oh, are you pregnant? Yeah.
Not. This is the announcement. Oh, my God.
Wait, you're with child?
She has not talked about it on the show.
Please take the blunt out of your
Shout out to Dawn for the announcement.
Yes, girl, I'm not just fat. It's funny because I was seeing people yesterday, and they were, like, looking at my stomach, looking at me, looking at my stomach, and I was just like, whatever.
I was screaming. I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
She wanted it. Pass it over here, baby. It's all good.
Right.
Not this was the real quick.
Not G light.
I'm trying to take it all in. Okay, so wait.
Well, because you know I'm a smoker. I think everybody knows I'm a smoker. Right, so it's like,
it's
if they
like
don't see,
she can't pull it.
If she not, how's she just going to light it and pass it to me without, like, smoking?
Well, y'all, the Overall Show is having another baby.
That
is
This is the clip right here. So, I mean, can we talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
It's giving ASAP Rocky and Rihanna.
It is giving ASAP and Rihanna with him smoking on it. She right there.
So it's okay. Backwards is fine.
I'm like, what? When this airs, I'll be like, what, 15 weeks?
Okay.
You want
by the time this airs, I'll be like 15 weeks.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for you.
Second baby.
Okay, and because you are actually getting married too, right?
Yep, planning a wedding. This pushed it back, unfortunately, but we just doing like the choir, so we have like our documentation, and then we're gonna do like the official.
Well, what's the rush in forever?
Right, we're totally fine. You know, it was just like, actually, he was like, no, we gonna go to the courthouse. He was looking it up and shit. So I was like, All right, boo, it's all good.
He said, you are not about to have another one of my babies and your name is not my name.
Right. And that's fine. Yeah, a man.
Oh my God, I'm so happy. Let me puff one for Janae.
Thank you.
We're going to have a celebratory puff for G and a baby.
Right.
Yes. And a new baby. Okay, so wait, you know the sex already? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I'm having another girl.
Another girl.
This is breaking, breaking news. What is it?
Jesse having a sister. Yeah,
Jesse is having, the doll is having a sister.
Like, yeah. I'm so happy for y'all.
So happy.
Oh, that's
so
really exciting.
I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this again. Because when you get so far along with the child, like where they're independent, they can use the bathroom by themselves, communicate, like all of those things, it's, you be like, oh my God, I'm going back to diapers and crying and trying to figure out why you crying. Mm-hmm. That's a little scary, but I'm excited to expand.
I love it. I can't wait.
I really love kids. I love kids. I've always loved kids.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I love being a mom. It's one of my favorite things to do, even though it's always fuck them kids.
Yeah.
But I love being a mom.
I always, look, I'm away from the mic. I keep going back and forth of like,
do you want kids?
I'm kind of at that age where it's like, we are not. Like, I probably have a good year left, 2 years maybe. That I think I'm really gonna be like, fuck them kids. And I do, and I especially being around my niece now, like she has just bought so much. She's only like 3 months old. Somebody else told me her age the other day. I think I had it wrong. But I think it's, I don't know, 3 months old at this point, and just bought so much joy to like our family. And like, and she, my sister be on the go. The baby, my mother said the baby stay in a car seat because they be out.
Period.
My sister be like, I'm having my drink. Mm-hmm. Like, the baby going to see Beyonce or is coming to LA to see Beyonce.
That's me. I'm going
to
be right there.
That's what I said.
All the single ladies. We seen a little baby at the concert.
He
had a little headphones on, but he was out there with his parents.
And I literally said to you, I said, this is going to be me. I'm going to be at festivals. You know, mother of rappers will now actually have her own.
Yep.
And the little baby going to have the little headphones on.
I mean, and that's important, though, too, because the sound is crazy at these shows.
Yeah.
I was somewhere and somebody had a baby.
Someone having a baby at a festival is wild, but I'm going to have my baby at the festival.
Well, I've seen babies. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying her level of access at the show is a little different.
That
so you could have a baby there.
It's going to be mad weed smoke. It's going to be mad Backwoods.
But I also think it's important, and I was telling somebody this because my dating questions I always ask, especially because I like to date guys who have kids, do you want more kids? Mm. Yeah. And typically, if they have kids, they're going to give you an honest answer. I don't want no more kids.
Yeah.
Or I want some more kids. And I tell people, I like to be outside in the sense that I have a very active life. Yeah. I've gone to 3 concerts this week. Gonna go to another one tonight.
Come on now.
Like, I am very much about the brunch life. But I'm very much about, like, having a child who is in the know within reason. Like, I don't want to feel like I can't continue to do the things that bring me joy because I have this baby.
Yep.
Pop a bottle, give this nigga a bottle.
Like, we both, mama got a bottle. You
he got a bottle.
For sure. Absolutely. Like, when I say hands down, and I think that is, and those are some of the conversations I think specifically with men that are so important.
Hey,
that
are like,
I'm from LA. Junior
smokers.
Literally.
Go ahead. I'm listening, queen.
That are just so important. Like you said, how do you parent? Like, if you think I'm going to be the mama in the house, you got another thing coming. Me and the baby is gonna be out. We're gonna be out.
Like, yeah.
We're gonna be at concerts. We're gonna be out. I'll be like, get little Ray, please. Yeah. Damn it. Why is he over there?
Well, he back there with wardrobe. Cause my homegirl, who's really close to my friend, is the stylist, and she wanted to play dress up. So girl, I'm about to be on the side stage. Text me if he start crying.
That's it. It takes a village.
It's important to like keep pouring into yourself because like your kids see that and they see like, oh, mommy didn't stop living. Mommy still worked. Yeah. She still supported her dream. So you put in them that like anything is possible. You know,
because it's inspiring. It's important. Like they're able to aspire to things that they would want to do too.
Yeah, because
they see it in you.
But I think it's too because I got my list when I start praying for my partner. The quiet square guys like me, and I don't know if it's because like I have a lot of energy, and sometimes they feed off of that.
I've never met one of those.
But it's also very challenging because I do like to be outside, and when I say be outside, it's not like I want people in my face. I enjoy being entertained.
Yeah, you're a social girl.
I was 6 years old going to Benihana's on a Tuesday because we were hungry. That wasn't a birthday treat. You know what I mean? So I say all that to say, like, I also find that a little bit challenging in the dating sector because it's like, I don't necessarily want to date somebody who's in my industry or in my friend group.
I was going to ask you that. Like, how do you feel about dating like within your industry?
It's not my preference. I have a lot of crushes on a lot of people that are in my industry though. And I'm very much a girl that's like, oh, I had a little crush on you. Once I meet you though, it's over.
Yeah.
And I feel like I like to bring my partner into my circle and go into their circle. But then when we separate, we have our circle.
Okay. And then it's just one.
Yeah. I don't do the like, well, you told such and such and such that we was beefing about this. That's not their business, you know? Right. And then it's like, but damn, that's who friend are they going to be? Like,
but I'm the person.
So I think I've preferred to like not date in my friend circle, but I'll go out on dates, but you can't be my nigga.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's tough. I think I've just always, and I unfortunately, I guess I've kind of always dated within my circle, kind of, sort of. And it's easier, I think, in the sense that somebody gets it, right? That I never, whenever I have, I think, being like, oh, I got to go to this show tonight, or I have to do this. And the second you kind of like, look, what you were saying earlier, the second you kind of like play it, and look, it's how I pay my bills, but I'm not saving lives. But the second you try to downplay it and it's like, oh, you just having fun. I've heard that so many times. The second I hear that, we're done. You're clipped. Yeah. The second I hear you're just having fun, it's like, do you think I want to be doing
this? You think I consider this fun? Clearly you don't know me.
You don't know me.
You got to know
the
audience.
That is the only upside, I think, of you know, previously kind of dating within it, or people that are attached to it, not necessarily in it, but like I like the outskirts people that is like, okay, you get it. Oh, we actually at the same festival. Amazing. This is great. Like, who knew?
Shit, it makes it easier. Shit, just like a date.
It's like a date.
I like people who kind of are like, oh, let me see what you do. Like, I dated guys and they like, I know you work in the industry, but I don't really know what you do on a day to day. And I'm okay with that. Cause then it's like, oh, baby, you want to go to the Super Bowl? Like, it's in LA.
It's
like,
right.
Yeah. Or babe, you want to go see Drake on Friday? Okay, like, you know, or come with me to this event. Like, I like the kind of, like, not trying to be seen. Sometimes when I deal with guys that are in our circle, I'm like, are we competing for the camera? Or?
Yeah, and that can do. Yeah.
There can only be one star, darling.
And I think, and you definitely have to, you have to go in and out, right? Like, it's I think you really know, Didi. Like, and you and Sixes Poppy kind of essentially don't, like, he does not work in entertainment.
No.
You know,
you got a man? Just,
still, yeah,
like,
I do.
Like, seven. How many?
Seven. They're like a whole internet thing. Like, it's literally.
Not an internet thing.
Yeah, oh, my God, Didi, I got to see this.
They're like, no, people, like, I'm surprised y'all haven't been, like, solicited to, like, or have you?
To do what?
To, like, be in a throuple, in a threesome.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, no, they're, like, a
sure
perfect
that's
normal
that is
for
a,
them. Because y'all both fine. They're both fine. Like, fine.
So, you know, you wouldn't be interested in a throuple?
No. I need all my man's attention. I can't, like, no.
I love that for you. Nah,
like, I need all his attention. But I think the thing about, we're in two different industries.
Yeah.
So what Dom is saying is like, oh, let's go to this show real quick, or let's do this.
That's you.
That's me. Like, let's go. He's always going to be with me. If I go to a show, somebody invite us out, like, let's just do this together. Because, like I said, it's almost like a date because of that, you know? But yeah, as far
what industry is your man in? I'm just curious.
He's in fashion. He has his own clothing line.
Yeah. I feel like I'm supposed to know who he is, but we're gonna offline.
Yeah.
The way you said that, I was like,
he's
no.
In fashion. You got his line. I wish I had it on. If I had it on, I'd be like, this is the piece.
Okay. But we're not marketing segue. Nobody else's pieces.
But yes, but 6'6 Poppy.
Yes, period. Y'all are amazing.
Yeah.
So we were having this conversation offline about just kind of like romantic fantasies and perfection and what does that look like? And we were like, well, let's talk about this, you know, because I think, I'm complicated. Y'all both are engaged. You've been in a 7-year relationship. Yeah. So we're all, I mean, not completely different stages, but different stages. And then obviously like you're dating. So it's how do you view the romantic fantasy? And this is a quote that we were looking at on Twitter. And it's the greatest myth in culture is a romantic love will complete us and make us happy. This isn't a partner's role. And the tweet kind of goes into all these things on, I think sometimes we do look for somebody to complete us. And it's like, that's probably without answering the question, like the number one thing that you could do wrong. But I think like, how do you keep your identity? I think, and then still in dating still and looking for your partner.
Ooh, so my friend, shout out to Senya. She went to Spelman. She said something to me and I was like going through emotion about this person. And she was like, your partner is not supposed to be your everything. That's what you have a tribe yes. for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have a friend that you go to for fashion. You got a friend that you go to for to talk about your mother. You got a friend you go to talk about your partner. Your partner is like a piece of this larger pie that makes up you. So for me, I've at this big age and having been dating for a while and now intentionally dating, I'm starting to figure out what I want to receive from my partner to complete the pie, not complete the person.
Yeah.
Yes. If that makes sense.
No, it makes total sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all collectively agreed about that as like, you have to be your own person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just no way that you can give yourself to somebody in this relationship and it y'all not come as like different. Like, I don't want to assimilate to who you are, who I am. Like, you should have your own different lives. And the tribe is important.
Yeah.
I think you can merge those tribes, too. But, you know, if I want to hang with my girls, I'm going to hang with my girls. Yeah. And it's, you know, you got to have that.
Go
that
with your friends, please, now.
And I think I have a friend going through this right now. She was out of a relationship, gotten a new one, and he doesn't really have a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I love you, but like, I'm also just got out of a relationship and I want to be together, but like, you gotta have your own life. And we were just talking about this. Like, it's so difficult. It's not even about us not spending time together. You go do your thing, like you said, because it's not, I think that's what was sold to us, right? Your partner will complete you.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I love that. It's a piece of your overarching pie. Like, no one's going to be your everything.
Yeah. It's like a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, Mary J. Blige lied. Like, you are everything and everything is you.
She
like,
was talking to God. Not. See, y'all
that's
took
right
that.
That's right.
Y'all took that song. She was talking about a man. That is a gospel.
That was supposed to be a gospel song.
I mean, she was out there. She was in the world. In the universe about beautiful colors.
Lauryn Hill wrote it, I think.
That Hype Williams video.
Lauryn Hill written like.
And this was before drones. Where they had to have a camera and a helicopter.
Wow.
Circle around.
Okay, oh, real tip.
Okay. Oh, wow. You better know your history of production.
So when you watch the video, you can see on the mountains the helicopter going around.
Oh,
and
wow.
And it's like beautiful, beautifully shot.
I'm going to go watch that.
Please.
Thank you so much.
Such an inspiring
song. Yeah, go look back at it. Too. And now, because there's like black sand and everything. Yeah. I remember that video. She had the yellow.
Yep.
Yeah. I love that video. The little bendy. Like, love that video.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one of my.
You see how people take stuff and make it whatever they want it to be.
Right, yeah. Right. All of that to say,
my darling, only you.
Yeah, I think Misa styled that too.
Did she? Getting probably, all in there. Probably.
All in the tea.
Love
that's
it.
About right.
Mm. Well, what would you tell your younger self?
Ooh, I would tell my younger self to trust my instincts. I think that like I spent a long time questioning things that I knew to be true in my heart. And if I had just listened to the small voice in my head, because that's how God communicates with you. So, like, as a woman, you wake up out your sleep, you get that gut feeling, you be like, nah.
Yeah.
Trust it. Now, you don't got to go wreak havoc and, you know, create chaos within your relationship. But just trust those things. Keep your possibilities open. And I've adopted this principle that, like, everything's going to work out.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, my friends are like, you're so positive. I'm like, look. Everything's going to work out like it always does. Like I have never been in a situation when I just relax. It's like, oh my God, the shit works. It's when I start to panic and try to solve all the problems that I'm not supposed to be solving. I like drive myself crazy. So I say all that to bring it full circle to say I would tell my younger self to trust your instincts. Like, listen to that little voice.
Yes.
Stay in tune with God or whatever higher power, because that is your, like, nucleus. Like, that's what avatar. That's what connects you to the earth. Like, so just lock in and just, like, trust yourself.
I love that.
Girl,
so much.
I'm going to give you a hug for that one.
That one.
Yeah.
I even got to take it a step to like career wise. Like,
such an earth sign.
Very grounded.
Yes, grounded. Yeah.
Very grounded. So grounded.
Real niggas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
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 Like, I love it because even in work, right? I think personally, like the other day was something going on and I was like, we all right. I was like, well, God got me. I mean, and if he don't, because he always does.
And
I said, if it don't work out, it will still be
fine. It's still working out.
And I was like, oh, I cannot receive this energy even.
Yeah.
Because it's all, and I mean, that's why I'm like, personally,
it's transferable. And people will try they'll try to push their energy on you because they see that you're not panicking.
Right. And then, but like you said, when you can't be clear-headed and you're panicking, you make horrible decisions. Yep.
You miss something.
You miss something.
Yep. You overthink it. You overread it. You're like, everything. Wait, what did it mean this or mean that? When you first saw it, felt it, experienced it, what did you feel?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And then you let all these outside influences tell you that it's something else. Otherwise. And you're like, no, I know that that is a black jar right there. Like you, and no, they're like, no, well, from this side, it looks blue. No. You know what I mean? And you start to shift. I'm like, I can't do that. And like, I was raised in an environment, there was a lot of trauma. Like my father was in prison my entire life. I was raised by a single mom, a single grandma. I've never seen like, I've seen people be married in a house because my uncle and auntie, they celebrated over 50 years, but like living in it, I was always influenced by the women around me. And unfortunately, like my lived experience is different than my grandma's lived experience or my mom's lived experience. So I'm like, damn, I don't even like this food because my mom said she didn't like it, not because I didn't like it. And it's not her fault. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think that like I was raised in an environment where it's super supportive, but I should have been a little bit more, what is the word? Just, I should have thought for myself a little bit more. Okay. I was easily influenced.
Yeah.
And I that's what I wish I could do over, but love my family.
Also. Yeah. I mean, women are also just, I feel like, just inherently taught to like, be good.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Be kind.
Don't out. Yeah. Or because there was trauma in our lives, we were taught that things weren't going to work out in our favor. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
My family, like, experienced a lot of trauma in different areas, right? It's the LA crack epidemic that has a big implication on my family, from my father being arrested to close members of my family being addicted to drugs their my entire life.
You know?
So I say all that to say, like, you're naturally in a place where you're like survival mode and you're just hoping shit works out.
Yeah.
You're not believing. Yeah. You're just like hoping. This gotta work. Yeah. You know?
You don't even get what you pray for.
You get what you believe.
The strength in that, right? The strength. And because like you said, like being from Baltimore, which is heavily affected by like heroin and crack, to see the difference in my family members who have been like, I don't even know what better looks like, but I'm just going to hope. I'm going to just try. I don't know.
Right.
To the ones that have not. That is such a big thing. That's not like a passive thing, you know, to just be like, I'm trying and hoping is very, very
I had
active.
A great mom. And what I will say is that my mom made sure that I never went to school in my community. So she found programs. I was in a magnet program. I got on a school bus, elementary, middle school, high school. So I was exposed to the things that my mom wasn't exposed to. My mom almost didn't graduate high school.
She was intentional about
you. Yeah, my grandma had my mom at 18. My mom had me at 20. I'm supposed to be having a baby at 22 if you want to just play the numbers game.
Yeah, same. Right. My mother had two children by like, my mother's like, I had two children by 31 or something.
Yeah.
I was like,
when you think about it.
Same. My mama had all her five kids by 31.
You had all your kids.
Same my mom's by 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, with no father in the household, a lot of those households. So it's like you figuring it out. We surviving. We trying to just make it work. So in short, it just like really going through therapy and just like healing from some of those traumas. Not having a father is a big deal. Having a father incarcerated is a 10 times more big deal because now the person, when you get to meet them, is institutionalized. Whole nother episode. But I say all that to say, going through therapy, I had to learn that like, if I believe it's going to work, it's going to work. Don't be influenced by shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Go and put one foot in front of the other. That's why I'm here. Like, just go. Just go. Yeah. If you got the money in your account, go. What are you trying to save it for? Like, go, you know?
It's global boiling. Might as well spend it.
And it's like, just like the idea of like, why not now? I hate to equate it to something so simple, but like, I remember I was going through my closet and I was like, why don't I wear this shirt? Like, what am I saving it for? Like, it's literally like, the time is now.
We talked about
anything.
That. Remember I said that?
Don't say anything.
I opened up the 42. I was like, what did you drink? He's like, oh, I drank the
Espolòn.
And I was like, child, that 42 is down there. Let's drink that.
But it's what like, you save these things in your life to be like, oh, I'm going to wait for that. Oh, I'm going to do that later. And I want to hold on. So it's like, no, like, why not do these things now and just step out there?
Yeah. And that's like, it's so funny you said that because I used to be like, oh, I'll wear that later. Every day I tell my friend
of holding
now
some shit.
I'm like, My other friend, she's always like, girl, wear that shit right
put
now.
Put that shit on.
And I put it on. Yeah. And then I get more shit. Or I'm feeling hella cute. Now I'm meeting more people. And then now I'm like, dang, I didn't learn how to remix this whole closet. Because you can't tell me this shirt and these jeans ain't 35,000 years old.
Yeah, right.
Like, but I would never know. Yeah, put them together that way. So
I love that. No, I love that.
Yeah.
And what do you know for sure?
I know for sure God is real.
Yes.
I know for sure God is real. Hate to get fake deep. But I know because some stuff you just can't explain. That's why I go back to if you trust him, you're going to be straight. Like, I know that for sure. Like I said, I had a lot of trauma. So healing and really leaning into my spirituality has helped me. I know that when you work hard, hard work beats talent. When talent doesn't work hard, like, I know that, like, you can have or I can have whatever I want because I'm willing to put the work in as long as I have breath in my body and as long as I implement discipline. I know that discipline yields results. I don't care if you bake in a cake
every time
or you building a car.
See, I'm like,
or you working out.
I would get water.
Yeah,
what,
like, I'm not even trying to preach. I just really live like that. I really live like that.
And no, I think she is, though.
Yes.
There is something in here that it might not be a poor, like a church.
A pulpit.
Yeah.
There's a
but
voice.
It's something. It's something. It's definitely you something pour that, here. Baby.
Like, literally, like, I want to fast for 21 days.
Oh, I was saying, okay.
When you talk about, like, hearing God and, like, you know, giving yourself space for that, because I think, G, you even alluded to, like, your cup being full.
Yes.
And if the cup is full, like, how you going to put some more into the cup?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes we got to take a step back and really, like, hear that voice. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Past 45 minutes. I'm like, so what day am I going to start?
Well, I don't know if I can start with 21, you know.
I think she said she started with 21.
Yeah. I think that, like, here's another thing, too. Sorry. We got to give ourselves grace. We are humans who live in a world that is not always designed to support us. You get what I'm saying? So the perfectionism is what's holding us back. That's not what's sending us forward.
I had this conversation with Stacey, actually. Mm-hmm. I have a note in my phone that I just found this week about the Daniel Faz. And she does it every year, but she does the full 21 days. And I was like, that's too much for me. She's like, if you have to start with three, start with three.
Yeah.
Start with five. And she said that to me. I think I kept looking for, like, I have to do 21 days and da da da. And she's like, no, if you can't commit to that or you can't, like, but you just have to be intentful. Like, don't half-ass it.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to give you one even better. Stop. Before you have even tried, you told yourself you couldn't do it.
That part.
You just said out your mouth. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do it for 21 days. You have not tried to do it for 21 days. You have not tried to say, I'm going to do it for 21 hours.
Yeah,
21 minutes.
Yeah. Damn.
Start there. Okay. So you already set yourself up at a deficit.
Yeah.
That's what I used to do.
Pastor Dom. Pastor Dom. I don't know. Deacon is.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just whatever. But I'm only saying this, and this is not to, like, call or point or nothing. Yeah. It's just that that's how I used to think.
Yeah.
And my best friend says,
like, I'm not, I need, no.
You have
right.
not because you ask not. That's what her mom used to say.
I was supposed to say, and my mother tells me that all the time.
Your words are so powerful.
They are so powerful.
Yeah. I'll give you a perfect example. I randomly took a trip to the Jamaica trip that I went on for my birthday. I was going to have a party. I'm turning 35. I want a party. And I was like, if I don't have a party or if I don't move, I'm going to just go on a trip. I did not know I was going on that trip. That trip was planned 7 days before I went on the trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it all just worked out that, like, my friend was going with her friend. And then when they leave, she was going to stay. And then I was going to come and I was going to join. Everything, we went to Paris in March on accident. I was looking for an orange sweatsuit. Where do we go? We go to Kith. I found an orange sweatsuit. I'm just telling you small things.
Yeah.
I said, oh, I want some pink shoes. She was like, what is up with you in pink? We go to another store. I found these pink Attico shoes. Cannot wait to put them shoes on. Then we go to the Chris Brown show. We thought we missed our friend DJing because he opened the show. I said, watch, he going to come back out. Watch. They probably going to have
Look
him do
that.
An intermission. Everything to the smallest. That sound like petty things
I
was saying.
You gotta acknowledge those.
It was coming,
and you weren't worried about if it was gonna happen or not.
I'm not connected to the outcome.
Right.
That's why Passport Princess is so much fun.
You ain't worried about anything that come with it. It's like, it's gonna happen.
Everybody's like, you don't meet these guys. Y'all don't fall in love. Da 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 da. I have never, not never, correction, in the new era of Dom and the healed version of me, mm-hmm. I am never connected to the outcome. Yes. This podcast, we put it out. If it do numbers, cool. If it don't, I was so excited to come here and talk to y'all. This was fun for me. I took the train. You know what I mean?
And, like, and you got a new fan.
Thank you. But it just meant more to me. And then like meeting guys and going out or even going to concerts, I didn't have a ticket to go see Drake. I just knew I was going to go see Drake. When I say it worked out immaculately, the most seamless concert experience I have ever had in New York of all places. Right. Like, it is really about the mindset. It is really about the language. It is really about the discipline and the belief. There is nothing that we can't do. Beyonce believed she was going to be Beyonce.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I believe I'm going to be this fine-ass lady traveling the world with a yacht in France and a fine-ass husband and two babies and a nanny and a chef.
Come on now.
How much I want to bet that shit going to happen?
Oh, it's happening.
Absolutely.
It's happening.
And anybody who knows me knows that is my story. Yeah. I repeat it. Yeah. I say it. Absolutely. Y'all are welcome to come on the yacht. I will host the Oprah Rose show.
Yes.
Will you park at Nice?
We pulling our yacht.
Right. I'm
going to
meet you in Nice.
Welcome to come. We will host you. And that's just what it is. And so it is.
I love it.
Absolutely.
So it was.
I can't wait for next summer.
Pastor Princess.
The biggest.
Because there's a lot of people study to be a pastor. I'm just a real one.
I love the biggest. Yes, the biggest. Okay, the biggest. So it made me think when you said something, it made me think about this quote that I just retweeted from Nikki. She lives in New York, writer, but so Nikki, and actually shout out to Nikki because she let Nikki McGlaster.
I know that name. She was a journalist. Yes, is a journalist. Yep. Yeah.
So Nikki, she said yesterday, she said, I'm not super attached to much anymore. Life is going to life. To constantly resist that truth would be nuts. Very simple, obviously, but like for me, it would be nuts. Yes. Yeah, like madness. It's always going to change. Everything around us is going to change. And y'all know my number one word that they'll always be like, well, bitch, did you surrender yet? And it's surrender has been my word for like 10 years.
I feel like you've been doing better this year. I want to give you your flowers.
Yes. Thank you.
Give my sister her flowers. You've been doing it.
I appreciate it. Because I'm a control freak. So it's very difficult for me to let go and like just be like, you know what, whatever happens.
Sorry, this is not therapy session.
I think I'm control. I am... I'm still working through it, but very attached to the outcomes. And I think I don't like surprises. I know how to deal with things that come up, but things that are just like, I look at it as something like, I could have caught that. I knew that. That shouldn't have happened. Again, a lot of control issues, very type A. It's ridiculous.
So it's more of like you do a lot of retrospect thinking of like what the outcome was and how you could have changed it.
That's the craziest part now that you say that. Yeah. If it happened, I'd be like, God damn. Well, you know what? I sure was fucked up.
Are you I told you so person though? Like if it happened, like I knew that was going to happen.
Right.
Not really. Sir, if I said it, right? Like something literally happened 2 weeks ago that I was like, this is probably a bad idea. It wasn't even like, yo, I told you and I'm happy to be right. It was just like, why are we dealing with this when we could kind of see it more so? Yeah, again, it felt like I was like, this is stupid. Like, this is really dumb. Like, this is something that we all should have seen the writing on the wall. No one wanted to listen. But now it's like, all right, let's just not let it happen again. That's more so my thing. Let's not let the dumb shit, because there's so much dumb shit that happens. Let's just minimize all of the other extra like shit. Because I just want to, when we saw that lady last night, I told her, I was like, girl, I'm living the dream and shaking ass. All I want to do. Okay. I want to just have a ball.
Move. I love that. Okay.
Living the dream. And living the dream means working very, very hard and shaking ass.
Wait, your dream is to work hard?
No.
Oh.
That's my joke. With like, I'll get on a Zoom and be like, everybody's like, oh, how you doing? I'm like, you know, living the dream. And what I mean is just like, that's my way of
you
just being
speaking
like,
that over your
let's
life.
Go. Like, let's get this over and done with. Oh, like, okay. I'm actually very tired. Like, I do not dream of labor.
Okay.
None
of us do. Yes.
No.
At all. At all.
Look, we trying to be on that yacht.
We trying to be on that yacht. Yeah. So where can people find you?
People can find me on Instagram. My Instagram is... What is my Instagram?
@Dom_LA.
Yes, that is my Instagram.
Why was I like @BigDom?
What is my Instagram?
I thought it was Big Dom.
I wouldn't have been surprised.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's crazy though, because I'm really as social as I am on there. Outside of that, I'm not that active. So you're not going to see me posting on Twitter or Facebook or TikTok. I consume. I think once Instagram phases out, I think I'm done as far as participating, but I will definitely consume content. because it helps me from do everybody my job else. Well.
Yeah, same.
That's
yeah.
fair.
Yeah, I don't no, think I can it. Take on any new platforms.
Girl, no. me neither. Honey.
I am Twitter yeah. and Instagram Twitter? Only. Yeah. I can't do anything else. Twitter
and Instagram. And I think because my stories are like memes most of the time. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Add to story.
Repost.
Yeah, I like that. Like,
they need to stop. I can't do another app. I'm sorry.
I can't.
How many times can I say the same thing?
No, I can't do that another app. No.
Well, my marketing hat.
Okay.
They're all designed to work together. Now, we're getting a little extensive with the X, which Twitter is now X, and right. Threads, and mm-hmm. what's the new Black-owned one?
Spill.
Yeah. It's becoming a thing. But I will say, if you are, like, a content creator, my background is in digital and tech. I worked across major platforms, some of the ones we're talking about. And if you have a business, if you're selling something, if you're marketing, promoting something, or if you have a voice, some information or words that you want to share or moments or whatever, absolutely do it. But understand, YouTube is for long form. That's where you go and you can reach so many people around the world. It's like the number one thing, right? Instagram, that's where you build community. You mostly talk to people that you know, you DM, you share memes, but it's really more of like, these are my people.
Yeah. Right.
You know, TikTok, that's where you go, just short form. I want to be funny. I want to do this. I want to do that. Twitter is, or what was Twitter, is where you go for conversation and where you want to share like words, no visuals, or you just want to expand and build on the story. If you use them the way they are designed to be used because you're marketing, selling, or promoting something, you will be very successful. It is a free tool. But if you just socializing because you just bored, shame on you.
That part.
Okay, said, another nugget.
Sense, right? No, this was money. So great. Thank you so much. I can't gems. Wait to like, I know, I can't wait
like
to
like. Like you left with a gem.
Thank you.
Left with a gem. I like love that. Have you back on like the netlist and as you're like a New York resident.
We're yes. Gonna yes. Invite me back. I will come back as much as you want.
Yeah,
we will. Vote for me. When G is gone on maternity leave, I will fill in.
Not maternity leave.
I appreciate
it's
that.
It's going to be my baby. Double D. Me.
No, okay. DD. DB.
DD.
And TT.
Yes, I love it.
You can be Big D.
Yeah.
Big D.
I don't want to be Big D.
Wow.
I want to be DB. Like I'm Dominique Brown.
Okay. Yeah, DB.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds like Big D.
Yeah, I was
D.
like.
Why y'all went sexual with it?
It just sounds like my mind. No, but sorry. It's just the how y'all it's nasty. In the culture. Like, no, when people say he can be D. Yeah. Baby right. daddy or
right.
Big D.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm
bye,
like,
y'all. Look, bye.
Goodbye. This is so fun. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God.